Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott was called out recently not wearing a mask and dobbed in by a passerby. He was breaking the rules set in place by the Chief Health Officer over the pandemic and not happy. It's led him to complain that it's un-Australian to dob people in. Perhaps it's just because he was caught. I was not born in Australia but moved here for the first time in 1989 and learned the word dobber and all that it meant. In my part of the world, dobber is a grass and as mostly a term used by the criminal fraternity, as in, if the police catch you, don't grass on the rest of us. As such, my feelings on it are very different. Law-abiding citizens tend to report people doing the wrong thing, and dobbing always seemed the right thing to do. It's an interesting dilemma, but I think the decision to dob someone in who is breaking the rules over the COVID pandemic is the right thing to do. Yes, I would turn grass if I thought a person was out and about when they should not be. It's not just a lark to break the rules, it risks so much. The carefree attitude of people who roam far and wide with no care for others is a big problem. My QR coding would show work, home, supermarket and bolt shop. That's about it. I think I have a greater fear of doing the wrong thing than a risk of the virus itself. That said, I heard of a disturbing case of going a step too far at the weekend. A Bendigo friend of mine drove to Castlemaine on Saturday, quite legal. And when he stopped at the lights, the driver in the car next to him asked him to wind a window down. My friend did so as he thought something was wrong with the car. The man said, "You're not from around here. F off." My friend returned the favour and other words were exchanged, but it was all an unpleasant matter. The man's wife was horrified and called her husband similar names. It ended with the driver saying, "I've got your number. F off." And he didn't say F. Small town vigilantes are not to be encouraged, so perhaps we should dob in rather than taking it any further. I'm Steve Kendall, and that's my say.